with help, knowing that our trial of our faith works patience, and patience brings us experience, and experience gives us hope. And hope makes us not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given us. You know, the Bible says that faith is the substance of things that we're hoping for, the evidence of things not seen. So if we see it, there's no faith that's needed, okay? So as we're looking at this tonight, we're going tonight to 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1. And we're in verse 13 tonight. And the Word of God says, "Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end, for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ." Amen. We thank God for the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost gives us revelation and understanding of who Christ is. It gives us understanding and revelation in God's Word, and gives us revelation and understanding of who we are in Him. Amen. So as we're looking at this tonight, the first thing is our mindset. Amen. So the mindset, if you look with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 16. The Word of God says, "For who have known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." Amen. So everything that Christ knows is available for you and I to know through the help of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So tonight, the first thing we look at, he talks about being sober. So we're going to look at to be sober. And to be sober, God wants you and I to be aware, being aware. And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 6. The Word of God says, "Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith in love. And for a helmet, the hope of salvation." Remember, faith being the substance of things we're hoping for, the evidence of things not seen. The Word of God also says in James, faith without works is dead, being alone. So with this, we have to apply God's Word for it to have an effect. So secondly here tonight, it's not only being aware, but being awake. Being awake, being alert. In Titus chapter 2, verse number 12, the Apostle Paul is writing to his student Titus. He says, "Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ." So we're to stay alert. We're to stay alert. And as we're staying alert, we're also to be aware. We're to be alert. And as we're doing this and putting this to practice, he also speaks to us about being active. Active. You know, we're actively seeking him. We're actively preaching. We're actively teaching. We're actively encouraging people around the world. We're actually encouraging people. This is the time for the church really to arise. Jesus said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give the Father in heaven all the glory." Many are looking to the church right now for the answers. And now it's time for the church to arise. Amen. Because we have every answer they're looking for. And we find every answer in Christ Jesus. So he says to us in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse number 7. He says, "But the end of all things is at hand. Be therefore sober and watch unto prayer. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover a multitude of sins. Charity is agape love, unconditional love. In other words, not worrying about us so much all the time, but caring about others. Amen? Caring about others' welfare. Caring about others' well-being. There's a world that's caught up in darkness right now and caught up in fear. And God wants you and I to know that He did not give you and I the spirit of fear, but He gave us the power of love and of a sound mind. Amen? So, because fear has torment. Amen? And those that are perfect in love, love will overcome the fear. I had an opportunity today. It was kind of interesting. There's a young lady in the park where I run. And in this park where I run, I saw her today, and she was saddened, and she wasn't in her right countenance. And I stopped, and I talked to her. And as I talked to her, she's a school teacher, and the schools are closed, and she works with handicapped or challenged students. And when I was talking to her, she told me how much fear she had, that she was so afraid. And I began to encourage her in the Lord. And started to speak to her. And I was speaking to her. She said, what about your church? And I said, the Lord led me not to close church. And then she started thanking me. And started thanking God. She said, just like the hospital was open for emergencies for the physical, the church needs to be open for the emergencies of the spiritual. Amen. Because we're here for the answers that the world is looking for. And all the answers are in Jesus Christ. On Christ the solid rock we stand, all other ground is sinking sand. So God is saying to us tonight, if we're being sober-minded, we're being aware of the time that we're in, we're awake, we're not sleeping, and we're being active for the kingdom of God. And He says, when we do this, we're to be sustained. He will keep us. And when you look at that, to be sustained, He says to hold on. Amen? For all the promises of God are yes and amen. And even though we're not seeing all the answers, God says, hold on. Hold on. The Word of God says in Job chapter 17, verse number 9, the righteous also shall hold on to his way, and he that have clean hands shall be stronger and stronger. It was kind of interesting when I was looking at that. I'll read that again. He says, the righteous also shall hold on his way, and he that have clean hands shall be stronger and stronger. And one of the big things they're saying right now is something we should have been doing anyway, is make sure your hands are clean. Hello? Hello? Make sure your hands are clean. Amen? That we're holding on to the promises of God. We're holding on to God's word. So if I'm doing that, I'm holding to what Jesus said. In John 15, verse number 9, Jesus said this, as the Father have loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Amen? So he says to us to hold on. And then he says to hold out. To hold out. It's not going to be over till it's over. And God's going to give us the strength to overcome. Amen? He says in Galatians chapter 6, to you and I, in this time that we're in, he says, and let us not be weary, verse 9, in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Amen. And this is the time where the church is to stand out. Amen. We're to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen. I don't know about you, but this is a great opportunity to win millions to the Lord. Amen. And the dark time is when the light really shines. Amen. So God's going to afford us opportunities to share his love. So he tells us also, thirdly, it's a to be sure. It's a no-so mentality. Not a think-so, it's a no-so. We're always to be ready. Jesus said in Matthew 24, verse 44. No, start at verse 42. Jesus said, "Watch, therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the goodman of the house had known in the watch the thief, in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh." Amen. God's telling you and I to be aware all times. You know, and I was saddened a little bit. Even though the Lord gave us a prophecy of what was coming and seeing the things coming, that I wasn't prepared, that our church wasn't prepared. And God's, you know, God's not spanking me over this, but we're supposed to learn from this, okay? So we're making adjustments, amen? How many know that as God speaks to you, we have to adjust? No? Hallelujah. So not only is it, we're to be ready. The word's reaching. And 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Verse 7, the Lord reminds us by the Apostle Paul. He says, "So that you come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that you may be blameless in the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord." Amen. You and I have to remind ourselves that God is faithful. Amen. He's called us to be faithful, and he's faithful also. That God's going to carry us, that he's going to protect our family, that he's going to see us through. Amen. One of the things the Lord was speaking to my heart about was radiating. Okay? Radiating, and it's kind of interesting. I'll go back to the park again. When I run in the park, I'm not just radiating in temperature. I'm radiating the light of the Lord. Amen. A lot of people in the park, they know who I am, amen? And so does man know who you are? So in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 22, here's what he says to you and I. The Lord says, abstain from the appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Amen. And what the Apostle Paul was just saying is, God's going to do everything that he said he's going to do. And if you don't know and you don't recognize what's taking place in our nation, in our world right now, things are shifting and things are being orchestrated for change. There's change coming to the world. Amen. And God said there would be great change that comes before he steps out of heaven to earth for his bride. Amen. And God says that all these things are working together for the good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. So what's happening in this world is an opportunity for you and I to minister God's grace and God's love. What did he say? He didn't say, "If it's okay if you feel like you have to wear a glove." He said, "Lay hands on the sick and they shall recover." Amen? I mean, God's called us to lay hands on the sick, to pray for the sick. We're not running from them. Amen? This is a hospital for the sick. Hello? I don't know about you, but the question was posed to me, how would you like the hospital to close down and the emergency department to close down? What about all those nurses and doctors that are there? They're there because they care for people. And they care for your health and your well-being. And God is here, and we are here, and God wants us to understand that we're to care for the health and well-being of the people. Amen? So in the same light, we're to protect, we're to watch over. So tonight he's saying to us, he said, wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. We're to be sober, being aware, being awake, being active. We're to be sustained, to hold on, to hold to, to hold on to. We're to be sure, ready, reaching, and radiating. Hallelujah. So, through God's holy word, let's unwind, bringing into captivity our mind. Staying sober, knowing that we are to be sustained. We know this for sure because the word is holy and it's pure. Can't see it? Hallelujah. So, Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for sending your word to accomplish what you're sending it to do in every heart and every life. I pray for those that are gathered here tonight, but I also pray for those that are watching on the web or on Facebook, Father God. Father, I pray that you minister to every heart right now. Father, I send the word to them right now that the God of comfort comfort them in any tribulation that they're facing right now in the name of Jesus. I speak the peace of God that surmounts every bit of understanding to guard their hearts and their minds through Christ Jesus. Your word says when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift a standard against them. And the standard against this flood that's faced our nation and our world right now was raised by the cross of Calvary. And Jesus, when you said it was finished, it was done. It was complete. Your word declares that in Ephesians 1, that every name named in heaven and earth must bow to the name of Jesus. We place the name of the coronavirus under the name of Jesus. We bind it by the power and authority of Jesus' name, and we call it loose from those that are bound in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak to your children. We call them strengthened in your power and might. Your word declares that they that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They'll mount up with wings as eagles, and they'll run and not grow weary, and they'll walk and not faint. So, Lord, we praise you and give you glory for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and everything you're going to do, and we'll never cease to give you all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.